This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of grinding battlefield stalemate on the front lines in eastern areas. Ukrainian soldiers in the Donetsk region fired at enemy positions from a Soviet-designed truck-mounted multiple rocket launcher. Georgia's parliament on Friday dropped plans for a so-called foreign agents bill that had triggered a political crisis and threatened to derail the country's bid for closer ties with Europe. Lawmakers voted against the legislation in the second reading on Friday after the ruling Georgian Dream Party pulled its support for the bill. Tens of thousands of Georgians had taken to the streets in the capital Tbilisi for three consecutive nights of protest against the initiative, saying the government was taking the country in an increasingly authoritarian direction. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says he's stunned by the Hamburg shooting, during which a disgruntled former Jehovah's Witness member shot dead six people at the community centers in the German city of Hamburg before turning the gun on himself. Authorities said Friday eight other people were wounded, including four seriously in Thursday evening's attack. Hamburg Interior Minister Andy Grote called it, quote, the worst crime in our city's recent history. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has called for Africa to step up the fight against cholera, which has killed thousands of people, mainly in Malawi, but also in 11 other African countries in the past year. The global health body held a two-day emergency meeting on cholera this week in Malawi. Laminic Messina reports from Blantyre.
The participants also resolved that African countries need to start producing their own cholera vaccine. Malawi has so far recorded more than half of the cholera fatalities in Africa, making it the worst outbreak the country has battled in decades. Malawian Vice President Saulos Chilima told the delegates Friday the country is now seeing a drop in cases, largely because of an anti-cholera campaign the Malawi government launched last month. Lamik Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
The UN Refugee Agency said on Friday it was greatly alarmed by clashes between government forces and armed groups in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo that had caused hundreds of thousands to flee. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, UNHCR spokesperson Matthew Saltmarsh said the violence had prompted nearly 300,000 people to flee across DRC's North Kivu province in February. China's Xi Jinping was elected again for a record-breaking third term as president at the end of a week of meetings for China's two top political bodies, where he further tightened his control in the country. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Nearly 3,000 members of China's parliament voted unanimously for Xi on Friday in Beijing's Great Hall of the People in a race where there was no other candidate. The limit of two five-year presidential terms was written into China's constitution in 1982, 6 years after Mao Zedong's death by Deng Xiaoping, who recognized the dangers of one-man rule and the cult of personality after the chaos of the Cultural Revolution. Xi did away with that in 2018 with near-unanimous support from the legislature. And last October, the ruling Communist Party reconfirmed him as General Secretary of the Central Committee for another 5 years.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tensions. The two countries released a joint communique about the deal on Friday with China, which apparently brokered the agreement. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted unanimously to declassify U.S. intelligence information about the origins of COVID-19. The 419-0 vote was a sweeping show of bipartisan support on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey.